Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus of Lyon. Book 5, Chapter 24. Of the constant falsehood of the devil, and of the powers and governments of the world, which we ought to obey, inasmuch as they are appointed of God, not of the devil. As, therefore, the devil lied at the beginning, so did he also in the end, when he said, All these are delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will, I give them. For it is not he who has appointed the kingdoms of this world, but God. For the heart of the king is in the hand of God. And the word also says by Solomon, By me kings do reign, and princes administer justice. By me chiefs are raised up, and by me kings rule the earth. Paul the Apostle also says upon this same subject, Be subject to all the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. Now those which are have been ordained of God. And again, in reference to them, he says, For he bears not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, the avenger for wrath to him who does evil. Now, that he spoke these words not in regard to angelical powers, nor of invisible rulers, as some venture to expound the passage, but of those of actual human authorities, he shows when he says, For this cause pay tribute also, for they are God's ministers, doing service for this very thing. This also the Lord confirmed when he did not do what he was tempted to by the devil, but he gave directions that tribute should be paid to the tax-gatherers for himself and Peter, because they are the ministers of God, serving for this very thing. For since man, by departing from God, reached such a pitch of fury as even to look upon his brother as his enemy, and engaged without fear in every kind of restless conduct and murder and avarice, God imposed upon mankind the fear of man, as they did not acknowledge the fear of God, in order that, being subjected to the authority of men and kept under restraint by their laws, they might attain to some degree of justice, and exercise mutual forbearance through dread of the sword suspended full in their view. As the Apostle says, For he bears not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, the avenger for wrath upon him who does evil. And for this reason, too, magistrates themselves, having laws as a clothing of righteousness, whenever they act in a just and legitimate manner, shall not be called in question for their conduct, nor be liable to punishment. But whatsoever they do to the subversion of justice, iniquitously and impiously and illegally and tyrannically, in these things shall they also perish. For the just judgment of God comes equally upon all, and in no case is defective. Earthly rule, therefore, has been appointed for the benefit of nations, and not by the devil, who is never at rest at all. Nay, who does not love even to see nations conducting themselves after a quiet manner, so that under the fear of human rule, men may not eat each other up like fishes, but that, by means of the establishment of laws, they may keep down an excess of wickedness among the nations. And considered from this point of view, those who exact tribute from us are God's ministers serving for this very purpose. As, then, the powers that be are ordained of God, it is clear that the devil lied when he said, These are delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give them. For by the law of the same being as calls men into existence, are kings also appointed, adapted for those men who are at the time placed under their government. Some of these are given for the correction and the benefit of their subjects, and for the preservation of justice. But others for the purposes of fear and punishment and rebuke. Others, as the subjects deserve it, are for deception, disgrace, and pride. While the just judgment of God, as I have observed already, passes equally upon all. The devil, however, as he is the apostate angel, can only go to this length, as he did at the beginning, namely, to deceive and lead away the mind of man into disobeying the commandments of God, and gradually to darken the hearts of those who would endeavor to serve him to the forgetting of the true God, but to the adoration of himself as God. Just as if any one, being an apostate, and seizing in a hostile manner another man's territory, should harass the inhabitants of it in order that he might claim for himself the glory of a king among those ignorant of his apostasy and robbery, so likewise also the devil, being one among those angels who are placed over the spirit of the air, as the Apostle Paul has declared in his epistle to the Ephesians, becoming envious of man, was rendered an apostate from the divine law, for envy is a thing foreign to God. And as his apostasy was exposed by man, and man became the means of searching out his thoughts, he has set himself to this with greater and greater determination, in opposition to man, envying his life, and wishing to involve him in his own apostate power. The Word of God, however, the Maker of all things, conquering him by means of human nature, and showing him to be an apostate, has, on the contrary, put him under the power of man. For he says, "Behold, I confer upon you the power of treading upon serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy." In order that, as he obtained dominion over man by apostasy, so again his apostasy might be deprived of power by means of man turning back again to God. Chapter 25. The fraud, pride, and tyrannical kingdom of Antichrist, as described by Daniel and Paul. And not only by the particulars already mentioned, but also by means of the events which shall occur in the time of Antichrist, is it shown that he, being an apostate and robber, is anxious to be adored as God, and that, although a mere slave, he wishes himself to be proclaimed as a king. For Antichrist, being endued with all the power of the devil, shall come not as a righteous king, nor as a legitimate king, in subjection to God, but an impious, unjust, and lawless one, as an apostate, iniquitous and murderous, as a robber, concentrating in himself satanic apostasy, and setting aside idols to persuade men that he himself is God, raising up himself as the only idol, having in himself the multifarious errors of the other idols. This he does, in order that they who do worship the devil by means of many abominations may serve himself by this one idol, of whom the Apostle thus speaks in the second epistle to the Thessalonians. Unless there shall come a falling away first, and the man of sin shall be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sits in the temple of God, showing himself as if he were God. The Apostle, therefore, clearly points out his apostasy, and that he is lifted up above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, that is, above every idol. For these are indeed so called by men, but are not gods, and that he will endeavor in a tyrannical manner to set himself forth as God. Moreover, the apostle has also pointed out this, which I have shown in many ways, that the temple in Jerusalem was made by the direction of the true God. For the apostle himself, speaking in his own person, distinctly called it the temple of God. Now, I have shown in the third book that no one is termed God by the apostles when speaking for themselves, except him who truly is God, the Father of our Lord, by whose directions the temple which is at Jerusalem was constructed for those purposes which I have already mentioned, in which temple the enemy shall sit, endeavoring to show himself as Christ, as the Lord also declares. But when you shall see the abomination of desolation, which has been spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, let him that reads understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee into the mountains, and he who is upon the housetop, let him not come down to take anything out of his house. For there shall then be great hardship, such as has not been from the beginning of the world until now, nor ever shall be. Daniel 2, looking forward to the end of the last kingdom, i.e., the last 10 kings, amongst whom the kingdom of those men shall be partitioned, and upon whom the son of perdition shall come, declares that 10 horns shall spring from the beast, and that another little horn shall arise in the midst of them, and that 3 of the former shall be rooted up before his face. And he says, And behold, eyes were in this horn, as the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things, and his look was more stout than his fellows. I was looking, and this horn made war against the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and gave judgment to the saints of the Most High God. And the time came, and the saints obtained the kingdom. Then, further on, in the interpretation of the vision, there was said to him, The fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall excel all other kingdoms, and devour the whole earth, and tread it down, and cut it in pieces. And its 10 horns are 10 kings which shall arise. And after them shall arise another, who shall surpass in evil deeds all that were before them, and shall overthrow 3 kings. And he shall speak words against the Most High God, and wear out the saints of the Most High God, and shall purpose to change times and laws, and everything shall be given into his hand until a time of times and a half time, that is, for 3 years and 6 months, during which time, when he comes, he shall reign over the earth. Of whom also the Apostle Paul, again, speaking in the second epistle to the Thessalonians, and at the same time proclaiming the cause of his advent, thus says, And then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus shall slay with the spirit of his mouth, and destroy by the presence of his coming, whose coming is after the working of Satan in all power and signs and portents of lies, and with all deceivableness of wickedness for those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And therefore God will send them the working of error, that they may believe a lie, that they all may be judged who did not believe the truth, but gave consent to iniquity. The Lord also spoke as follows to those who did not believe in him. I have come in my Father's name, and you have not received me. When another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Calling Antichrist the other because he is alienated from the Lord. This is also the unjust judge, whom the Lord mentioned as one who feared not God, neither regarded man, to whom the widow fled in her forgetfulness of God, that is, the earthly Jerusalem, to be avenged of her adversary, which also he shall do in the time of his kingdom. He shall remove his kingdom into that city, and shall sit in the temple of God, leading astray those who worship him as if he were Christ. To this purpose, Daniel says again, And he shall desolate the holy place, and sin has been given for a sacrifice, and righteousness been cast away in the earth, and he has been active and gone on prosperously. And the angel Gabriel, when explaining his vision, states with regard to this person, And toward the end of their kingdom, a king of a most fierce countenance shall arise, one understanding questions and exceedingly powerful, full of wonders. And he shall corrupt, direct, influence, and put strong men down, the holy people likewise. And his yoke shall be directed as a wreath round their neck. Deceit shall be in his hand, and he shall be lifted up in his heart. He shall also ruin many by deceit, and lead many to perdition, bruising them in his hand like eggs. And then he points out the time that his tyranny shall last, during which the saints shall be put to flight, they who offer a pure sacrifice unto God. And in the midst of the week, he says, the sacrifice and the libation shall be taken away, and the abomination of desolation shall be brought into the temple. Even unto the consummation of the time shall the desolation be complete. Now 3 years and 6 months constitute the half week. From all these passages are revealed to us not merely the particulars of the apostasy and of him who concentrates in himself every satanic error, but also that there is one and the same God the Father, who was declared by the prophets, but made manifest by Christ. For if what Daniel prophesied concerning the end has been confirmed by the Lord, when he said, When you shall see the abomination of desolation, which has been spoken of by Daniel the prophet, and the angel Gabriel gave the interpretation of the visions to Daniel, and he is the archangel of the Creator, who also proclaimed to Mary the visible coming and the incarnation of Christ. Then one and the same God is most manifestly pointed out, who sent the prophets and made promise of the Son, and called us into his knowledge. Chapter 26. John and Daniel have predicted the dissolution and desolation of the Roman Empire, which shall precede the end of the world and the eternal kingdom of Christ. The Gnostics are refuted, those tools of Satan, who invent another father different from the Creator. In a still clearer light has John, in the Apocalypse, indicated to the Lord's disciples what shall happen in the last times, and concerning the 10 kings who shall then arise, among whom the empire which now rules the earth shall be partitioned. He teaches us what the 10 horns shall be which were seen by Daniel, telling us that thus it had been said to him, And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, who have received no kingdom as yet, but shall receive power, as if kings, 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and give their strength and power to the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. It is manifest, therefore, that of these, he who is to come shall slay 3, and subject the remainder to his power, and that he shall be himself the 8th amongst them. and they shall lay Babylon waste, and burn her with fire, and shall give their kingdom to the beast, and put the church to flight. After that they shall be destroyed by the coming of the Lord. For that the kingdom must be divided, and thus come to ruin, the Lord declares when he says, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. It must be, therefore, that the kingdom, the city, and the house be divided into 10. And for this reason he has already foreshadowed the partition and division. Daniel also says particularly that the end of the fourth kingdom consists in the toes of the image seen by Nebuchadnezzar, upon which came the stone cut out without hands. And as he does himself say, The feet were indeed the one part iron, the other part clay, until the stone was cut out without hands, and struck the image upon the iron and clay feet, and dashed them to pieces, even to the end. Then afterwards, when interpreting this, he says, And as you saw the feet and the toes, partly indeed of clay and partly of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, and there shall be in it a root of iron, as you saw iron mixed with baked clay. And the toes were indeed the one part iron, but the other part clay. The 10 toes, therefore, are these 10 kings, among whom the kingdom shall be partitioned, of whom some indeed shall be strong and active or energetic, others again shall be sluggish and useless, and shall not agree. As also Daniel says, Some part of the kingdom shall be strong, and part shall be broken from it. As you saw the iron mixed with the baked clay, there shall be minglings among the human race, but no cohesion one with the other, just as iron cannot be welded on to pottery ware. And since an end shall take place, he says, And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven raise up a kingdom which shall never decay, and his kingdom shall not be left to another people. It shall break in pieces, and shatter all kingdoms, and shall itself be exalted forever. As you saw that the stone was cut without hands from the mountain, and broke in pieces the baked clay, the iron, the brass, the silver, and the gold, God has pointed out to the king what shall come to pass after these things. And the dream is true, and the interpretation trustworthy. If, therefore, the great God showed future things by Daniel, and confirmed them by his Son, and if Christ is the stone which is cut out without hands, who shall destroy temporal kingdoms, and introduce an eternal one, which is the resurrection of the just, as he declares, The God of heaven shall raise up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. Let those thus confuted come to their senses, who reject the Creator and do not agree that the prophets were sent beforehand from the same Father from whom also the Lord came, but who assert that prophecies originated from diverse powers. For those things which have been predicted by the Creator alike through all the prophets has Christ fulfilled in the end, ministering to his Father's will and completing his dispensations with regard to the human race. Let those persons, therefore, who blaspheme the Creator, either by openly expressed words, such as the disciples of Marcion, or by a perversion of the sense of Scripture, as those of Valentinus and all the Gnostics falsely so called, be recognized as agents of Satan by all those who worship God, through whose agency Satan now and not before has been seen to speak against God, even him who has prepared eternal fire for every kind of apostasy. for he did not venture to blaspheme his Lord openly of himself. As also in the beginning, he led man astray through the instrumentality of the serpent, concealing himself, as it were, from God. Truly has Justin remarked that before the Lord's appearance, Satan never dared to blaspheme God, inasmuch as he did not yet know his own sentence, because it was contained in parables and allegories. But that after the Lord's appearance, when he had clearly ascertained from the words of Christ and his apostles that eternal fire has been prepared for him, as he apostatized from God of his own free will, and likewise for all who unrepentance continue in the apostasy, he now blasphemes by means of such men the Lord who brings judgment upon him as being already condemned, and imputes the guilt of his apostasy to his Maker, not to his own voluntary disposition. Just as it is with those who break the law, when punishment overtakes them, they throw the blame upon those who frame the laws, but not upon themselves. In like manner do those men, filled with a satanic spirit, bring innumerable accusations against our Creator, who has given us the spirit of life and established a law adapted for all. And they will not admit that the judgment of God is just. Wherefore also they set about imagining some other father, who neither cares about nor exercises a providence over our affairs. Nay, one who even approves of all sins. End of chapter 26.